This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you joined me yesterday morning, I talked about one of the hardest things that Jesus said. And he said that you shouldn't worry. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. It'll take care of itself. So he goes on there in Matthew to talk about as to what you will eat or what you'll drink or your body. He says, is life not more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns. And he said, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth much more than they? And who of you could, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Look at the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil or spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. So, if God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and then tomorrow thrown in the furnace, will he not much more clothe you of little faith? So don't worry saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear? For the Gentiles, Jesus said, eagerly seek for these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But instead, this is what Jesus said, seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That's from Matthew chapter 6. So if you think about that, there's a series of logical arguments here. He told us correctly that life is more than just eating and drinking and putting on clothes. I guess there are some people who are caught up in eating only the best food and eating at the finest restaurants, maybe drinking only the bottled water or other specialty drinks. But Jesus said life's more than that. It's more than the food or what we eat or the water that we drink. It's more than clothes with designer labels on them and making sure that the clothing is the latest fashion. So Jesus is saying that life is more. So he says, stop worrying about these things. And then he talks about the birds. It's true, isn't it, that God takes care of the birds of the air. We know that he's furnished those good-tasting worms for the birds to eat, and he's even made us feel sorry for the birds. Have you ever known of a bird that committed suicide because the stock market crashed? Have you ever known of a bird that had ulcers because of worrying about the future? Or a bird that died of a heart attack? Well, the Lord is saying here that God loves the animals. He made the animals. He made them entertaining to us. They're funny to watch. The point is, though, not about the animals. The point is, aren't we worth a lot more than the animals? In other words, in the order of creation, which would rate closer to the top, mankind or birds? Well, mankind rates at the top. God takes care of the birds. In Psalm 27:35, it was David who said, I've been young, now I am old, and yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. In other words, God cares for you and for me, even from youth to old age. So Jesus said, what's the use of worrying? In other words, if we see death approaching, can we worry to the point that that will extend our lives for 1 hour? Well, of course it won't. If a person is short in stature, wants to be taller, can he worry to the point that he can grow an extra few inches? No, of course. Of course not. So based on those sorts of arguments, don't worry about tomorrow, Jesus said, because tomorrow, when it comes, will look after itself. Every day has enough trouble. And then in verse 34, Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Then, can you think in your mind, as I think in mine, of all the things, the terrible things that might happen tomorrow? Think of the worst things. Maybe an asteroid could hit the Earth, or like they do in the movies, or what if, you know, the financial what ifs, or my family, what if this happened, or what if that happened? What if war started tomorrow? What about if my friends rejected me, or my enemies attacked me, or the weather suddenly turned sour, or if the schedules in my life suddenly became too much? One lady said, I always feel bad when I feel good, because when I feel good, I know it won't be long until I feel bad again. A lot of people, unfortunately, think like that. And we need to allow God to say, settle down. I have some good news for you. Heavenly Father, today we know that we can trust you for the tomorrows. Help us to put that into practice, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.